The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Gives me great pleasure to welcome to the show Padraig Harrington, who last night was inducted into the World Golf Hall of Fame. Padraig, it's always good to talk to you. Did you enjoy the night?
I did. I was a little bit nervous, bit of trepidation going into it because it's not the usual sort of stuff I do. I don't normally be reading from a teleprompter and so there was a little bit different, but I did actually enjoy it when I got going.
Were you nervous about your son's speech beforehand? It's a bit like kind of the groom waiting to find out what the best man is going to say.
And you know, we had rehearsals and I deliberately left the room when he was speaking because I didn't want to hear it beforehand. I wanted to enjoy it. And I think that was part of it. I think that helped me enjoy the night. Up until that point, you're kind of waiting. But then once he started, I got into it, let's say, and enjoyed it.
Yeah, listen, it was great, the stuff he talked about as well. Really endearing in a kind of a slagging way. Why do you think you were...
They give me no quarter, I can tell you that. I one story we didn't mention, I'm like Pavlov's dog. I twitch when they walk by me because either of my sons walk by me, they very rarely don't pinch me, punch me, touch, you know, do something to me. So... They have me well trained to flinch.
Well, he talked about, what did he say, about tea time, the only thing that you're not late for, about the Lions, about the success of the YouTube, about a whole lot of other things. And there's plenty of coverage on it in newspapers and elsewhere today. Even a love of Clash of Clans, I understand, on the phone. Yes. But listen, why do you suspect, why were you elevated to these lofty heights, the World Golf Hall of Fame?
You get in based on performance. Look, it's a voting thing. There's 20 people, some Hall of Fame golfers, some journalists, some people involved in the game. They vote, and they have strict criteria to get you qualified for the vote. So it's not meant to be a personality contest. It's meant to be, did you perform? But obviously, it does come into a little bit because Tom Weisskopf got in with me posthumously last night, where he was good enough to get in other years, but he was a bit of a, I think he was a bit of an outsider, a bit of a bad boy during his days, so maybe got looked over a few times. But it was nice to see him get in as well. But it is performance-based. You know, you'd like to say you did everything right, but ultimately you've got to win those major championships if you're going to get in.
So does this make you kind of a grandee of the game of golf?
You know, it's getting that way. As I said, I looked around me last night and I'm in a special club and I kept telling them, you can't get rid of me now, I'm in. I still feel young. I still like playing. I still like competing. But yeah, I did say it in my speech, you know, there does come a time that you have to step back and take stock of what you've done. So yes, it is that period of my life that, in some ways, and maybe this is why I'm enjoying my golf more at this stage. In some ways, I am looking back and saying, hey, I've done well. I've done it. I don't need to prove anything. Playing now is anything I do is a bonus. I still love doing it. I still love practicing. I still have that dream of finding the secret, even though we know it never happens. But yeah, it is nice as well that I have some validation there that, you know, the lad did well.
Was there any part of you that was kind of slow to accept that reality, that that's where you were at in your career? You know, like when talk of this type of thing started happening, you felt maybe, hold on a minute, like I'm still pushing at major championships. I still have kind of ambitions in that regard. I'm not one of these outlads.
Yeah, no, I've got there. You know, it's you know, I know golf is a long sport, longevity in it, but pretty much everybody burns out after about 20 years, so 15 to 20 years they burn out. So, you know, as much as we do play for a long time, it does, very few people, I don't even know anybody really, that it doesn't change anyway after 15 to 20 years. I think most sports people, like, you know, you look at footballers and things like that, you know, if they retire in their early 30s, they've probably been going hard at it from 13, 14 years of age. So it's just a long time intensity wise. So eventually you can keep doing it, but you do have to step back a little bit because I know I was burnt out and I was trying to do, one of my problems was, you know, five years ago, I was trying to act like I was 20 years of age and I just couldn't keep up that pace, and that's why I was finding it hard. Whereas now I'm quite a bit more relaxed. Not some people mightn't think too relaxed, but a little bit more relaxed about all the preparation and all the practice. And that's why I'm still able to play a little bit and enjoy it. But I can't go at the pace I was going at 20 years ago. I have to tell you the story, because when Scotty Scheffler got arrested 2 weeks ago at the PGA, he was 20 minutes ahead of me on the timesheet. I was still in my bed when he got arrested. As in, and now when I was a young man, I was in his shoes. I would have been at the golf course 3 hours before to go to the gym, to go to physio, to go training. But that's not me now.
And is that a physical change that happens, or is when you talk about the intensity, is it partly mental as well?
I think it's a combination of both. I think it's the mental is what suffers.
Okay,
because you keep trying to do what got you there, what you did as a young man. You know, you keep pushing it, the intensity, and you just can't keep that pace up. And look, I'm sure your listeners, there's plenty of people in their jobs. You know, they've got to that stage 20 years into their job where it's, even though they're more experienced and they're more skilled, in some ways they're finding it harder. And they're hitting the wall like I did. They're hitting the wall that, you know, they have all this experience, but just the day-to-day, some of the stuff that goes with what they do is just wearing them down. And that's why they burn out. And that's why people sort of, you know, if they can, they look for alternatives. But maybe the best option for people at that situation is try and reassess how they're going about their own work. You know, maybe get rid of some of the, and I'm saying this is certainly not easy for people, but get rid of the stuff that annoys them and keep the stuff that they're good at and experienced at.
Because the other thing though that happens around that point for people is maybe their priorities change as well, or their kind of sense of what's important. Did that change for you?
Yeah. It definitely, your priorities do change, but I think that changes for the better. I think that gives you, I think your life moves on and your life changes and you become a different person. I don't think it's a conscious thing, but yeah, you're 100% right. I suppose you have more responsibility. You don't want to miss out on some of those responsibilities. Like I'd do anything to go and watch my kids play a match. You know, I schedule my year around, I want to be home for this or that. And it could be as simple as watching them play a match. They're the greatest joys you get. So, yeah, your priorities change, but that can be a good thing. I don't think that's a bad thing. And I don't think it's just a change. It shouldn't take away from, you know, it shouldn't take away from me playing golf. It just changes my priorities in a good way.
Well, listen, it's a Tuesday. It means Fionn Davenport's going to be along later with his ultimate guide, our travel slot. And when he was here last week, the two of us, after the slot in studio, were trying to move our legs kind of diagonally like we were on a bath mat, having watched one of the YouTube videos. Yeah. So listen, that's another aspect.
Yeah, you know what? I really love doing it. It's you know, and this isn't the power of social media. You can get direct to people and get your thoughts out there. And like that, I did it in a bit of fun, trying to separate the bath mat as your first move in the downswing. You know, players at my age write books in the past, and, you know, books are incredibly hard to get things across. Social media, as bad as it is for a lot of things, it's brilliant for some things.
It is, absolutely. Listen, Pádraig, it's been a real pleasure, as always, and congratulations on behalf of everybody here, all delighted with the news. Pádraig Harrington, the latest inductee to World Golf's Hall of Fame.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.